Namaste, friends. I want to thank you so much for tuning into this video and this mentorship resource library. I hope this video is useful to you. What I want to talk a little bit about today is the causes of muscle tightness and what we should be doing and what we're doing wrong. So a little bit about my background. I started yoga when I was about 18 years old. I was a very tight individual. I had done a lot of sports. I was really into snowshoeing, canoeing, hiking, weightlifting, dog sledding, volleyball, into a lot of different other sports as well. And probably the biggest one was running at that time. I used to be a long distance runner. And I started yoga because, like a lot of people, I thought that yoga equated stretching, which then equated flexibility. And in a recent survey that I did, that most people have in their minds the belief that becoming more flexible makes you younger and makes you healthier. So who doesn't want to be younger and who doesn't want to be healthier? And I was definitely one of those people and believed that really up until about 5 years ago. So I started getting into yoga, and very quickly I actually injured myself, and the injury showed up as a muscle back spasm. It spasmed so bad that it left me incapacitated. And you can imagine, like, as an 18-year-old, having a back that was spasming, it was really kind of like an eye-opening moment. And the main thing here is that what I did to kind of help my back was to stretch it out. And this kind of cycle of stretching and getting over injuries by trying to stretch more was really the cycle for the better part of 25 years. Every time I went to a yoga teacher to talk about, like, oh, I've got this back problem, I have hips problem, their solution was, A, you need to work better on your alignment, B, you need to open up your back. Now, just from a biomechanical standpoint, opening up your lower back or opening up your hips doesn't really biomechanically make sense. And let's just put a pin in that for now. So it took me 25 years, and it wasn't until I ended up in a surgeon's office that he said to me that I probably would need a lower back spinal fusion, that I was like, I have got to shift what I'm doing. What am I doing wrong? And that whole journey took me on to studying an approach called muscle activation technique. Now, muscle activation technique is a style of, I guess, massage, if you want to call it that. But in muscle activation technique, which was, by the way, developed by Greg Roscoff, and the school is in Denver, and I highly recommend that all yoga teachers go and do one of the course modules, because your idea of the human body will radically change and you'll be better informed about anatomy and physiology and actually know what you're doing. And I started studying it, and very quickly I realized that anytime I stretch, it's actually going to place more stress on my body, and it's also going to disconnect the brain to muscle function. So one of the things that stretching does actually is shuts muscles down. So muscles, what a muscle should be able to do is contract and contract on demand. And if it doesn't contract and contract on demand, then you no longer have stability. So I remember, like, a couple of yoga classes I would go to, and I would start off in my Surya Namaskar A, because that's what we did to warm up the body. I would start off in my Surya Namaskar A, and I cannot tell you how many times in the second or third Surya Namaskar A, my lower back would seize up. It would kind of go out, it would click, and then I would end up on the bed for like 2 weeks, if not longer in some cases. Another time, my neck would go out, and my whole sort of, like, levator scapula and a lot of the muscles around my neck would seize up. And it would take me months sometimes to kind of get over that. And of course, the thing I would do to get over it and try and heal was stretching, which always actually made the problem worse. So why are muscles tight? Well, muscle tightness is actually the body's own protective mechanism to stabilize it. When the body senses instability, it tightens up. And you can think about like when you're walking on ice, and that first ice that comes in winter or in the late fall, and you kind of step out and you kind of slip a little bit, what does your body do? It tightens up. If you get scared or something happens where your fight or flight kicks in, you tighten up. And so from a biomechanical standpoint, this protective mechanism is there to keep us safe. And in my mind, the absolute wrong thing to do is to violate your body's own protective mechanisms. That's a very strong word to use, but I really use it intentionally, because how many of us like to be violated, you know? I often think about like one example of which I absolutely hate, and I've had people do it to me, is you're kind of doing whatever you're doing and somebody comes up behind you, puts their hands on your eyes or gives you a big hug and says, "Guess who this is?" And you kind of want to punch them in the face. That's at least my response, like, get away from me. And but your body also tightens up in that moment. And one of the things I know that you probably hate that they say or have said is just relax. Let that sink in for a moment, because that's exactly what we do in yoga. We're trying to tell our bodies, just relax. You've got this protective mechanism, you're tightening up, but you should just let it go. That's what we tell our bodies. But that's not what's actually going to happen. We're not actually addressing the root cause of the muscle tightness. The root cause of the muscle tightness is instability. Why is there instability? Because muscles are not working. So we can take the hamstrings, for example. This is kind of like a big thing with me, because I've always suffered from tight hamstrings, or at least I feel like I've suffered from tight hamstrings. And so the tightness in the hamstrings is a result, usually, because the quads are not contracting properly. So when a muscle engages properly, when a muscle is shortening properly, and it's able to contract and contract onto the man, the opposite muscle, the antagonist, is going to actually naturally lengthen. So there's this big idea in the yoga world that your muscles have to lengthen. Well, a muscle does lengthen when the opposite muscle is contracting properly. So in this journey of studying muscle activation technique, what I quickly came to find is that there wasn't anybody in that kind of MAT world that was translating this into yoga. And that is how Applied Yoga Anatomy and Muscle Activation came about, is this way of teaching, first of all, yoga teachers real anatomy, science-based anatomy, and all about muscle function and what muscles of the body we really want to focus on, but also what muscles need to contract properly in order for us to go into a certain yoga pose. We look at a pose like wheel pose. And wheel pose is often taught, unfortunately, to the detriment of the people doing it, really badly, because what we're doing, a lot of the way that the paradigm is in the yoga world to prepare for wheel pose, that we need to stretch our quads, and we need to stretch our abs, and we need to stretch our pecs. And what we really should be doing is only focusing on making sure that the hamstrings and the glutes, the hip extensors, and the lower back and upper back, the back extensors, are working properly. And it probably wouldn't also hurt to make sure that the main muscles that are supporting the shoulder joints are also working as well. And when we get those muscles contracting and contracting on demand, that they're working efficiently, we can actually go into wheel pose with a lot more ease, a lot more stability, and most importantly, we don't injure themselves. We injure ourselves a lot in yoga because we don't properly go into a pose. We prepare for forward bends by actually overstretching the hamstrings, by stretching the lower back. But what really needs to be happening is that we need to get these core muscles, improve their ability to contract properly, and also work within our range of motion. In other words, start to address the real root cause of muscle tightness. Muscle tightness, again, is always the result of muscle weakness, that the opposite muscle, and probably as well some of the synergistic muscles, are not working properly. We need to start getting those muscles stronger and working more efficiently. The last thing I kind of want to leave you with from an Iyama perspective, and one of the kind of rules or paradigms, if you will, of Iyama, is less is always more. And this is something that I think we need to really flip the script on in the yoga world. There's a lot of more is better. Let's push deeper. Let's go deeper. Let me push you into a yoga pose. Anytime we start to manually adjust our students, by the way, we're going to bypass the proprioceptive connection between the brain and the muscle, and the muscle will no longer work. So you might think that helping your student to go deeper into a twist, for example, is going to be good for them. It's actually doing the complete opposite. It's leaving them physiologically at a neuromuscular level disabled. We're actually disabling people at a neuromuscular level. So one of the things that I kind of want to leave you with, again, is this less is more. So if you're going to do like pyramid pose, for example, you have one foot in front, the other foot back. Practice having your hands on your hips or behind you. Take gravity out of this pose and then just come forward just a little bit. When I practice pyramid pose, usually I won't go further than this. I don't need to go further than that. There's absolutely no biomechanical reason why I might need to go further than that. I'll also focus on really engaging my core, bringing the sides of my transverse abs into the midline, so squeezing everything in, and also creating some extension in my spine. That's my practice, that's my focus. And when I leave my practice, when I finish doing my practice, not only do I feel more open, I feel like I have more mobility, but the most important thing is I now have stability because I've addressed the root cause of the muscle tightness. I hope that you guys enjoyed this little talk. I hope that I planted a few seeds. You can find my podcast. It's called Stop Stretching. Yes, you heard it right. Stop Stretching. You can also find my book available on Amazon. It's also called Stop Stretching, A New Yogic Approach to Master Your Body and Live Pain-Free. My hope and my goal in the future is to have this book available in all yoga teacher trainings as part of the curriculum, because it's the only book that actually teaches muscle function out there that has been made available to yoga teachers. You'll actually learn something about real muscle function, and not only how to address the muscle tightness, but more also how to improve your muscle function and how to improve all of the key muscles' ability to contract and contract on demand properly, so that you can ultimately have more stability in your body to live pain-free, but also to go out and manifest and live your life purpose, which for me is really what yoga is all about, is empowering us to do that very thing. Be well, and many blessings to you.